B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Amtrak. Enjoy the superior comfort of Acela for less. With saver fares, one-way trips from Boston as low as $49. Book early and save at Amtrak.com. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, good news for parents. If you're spending your kids' money.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Brian, what do you got?
A cool story. Really old lady down the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. She's 108. She just turned 108 Friday.
No kidding. And there's a cool story about
her? She wants a simple thing for her birthday.
Okay. See if we can help out. Plus, I will tell you how Americans want their ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Good day for that. It's going to be hot.
Okay.
Right? So we'll tell you how people prefer it here in the USA. All right, LBF.
Okay. Well, good news, parents. If you're blowing through your kids' inheritance, which my father always says to me, hey, I'm just happy to spend your inheritance, Lauren.
I love it.
Guess what? No problem, because kids are like, who cares? YOLO.
Is that right?
Yeah. A study found young people are less likely to expect inheritance these days, and they're more likely to say it's fine if their parents splurge, spend all their money, and leave them nothing.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
It's their money.
It's their money.
Exactly. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they're enjoying their life.
Right.
Don't go out of your way to spend it. Dad.
Right.
Right?
Right.
No, please.
I mean, don't go on Amazon.
Dad, no. Just
something good.
Have a nice trip once in a while, and I'm good with
anyway,
that.
Anyway, just... So keep spending, parents.
There you go. YOLO. All right, Brian.
All right. I saw this story over the weekend. So on Friday, Juliet Bernstein, she's from Chatham. She turned 108. And all Juliet wants is to stay in her house. But you know, at 108, her mind is very sharp, but she needs kind of around-the-clock care. She's got some, you know, people who come to the house, take care of her, but none of that stuff is covered by Medicare because it's... the home health care stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just wanted to go to the home.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to. She wants to stay in her house.
Yeah.
So she started a GoFundMe at 108 because, you know, she's got some kids, but they're retired too.
Yeah, I was going to say. So they're kids
she's
probably.
She's a retired teacher. She taught in New York City.
Wow.
So she's got a little, you know, pension that comes in, but it's not quite enough to cover everything. So over the weekend, they put up a little GoFundMe just to pay for her aides to keep her in her house.
Yeah.
And I will post the link to the GoFundMe. It's up. She was hoping to raise like $35,000 to pay for her aides.
Yeah.
It's up to like $100,000 already over the weekend.
Come on. She's 108.
Yeah. You know?
Wow.
She wants to have a little something to leave for her kids.
Yeah. Full circle.
But, you know, a house in Chatham's a pretty nice thing.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll post the link if you're listening to the podcast. It's just below this right now.
Okay. Guys, listen, I figured it out yesterday. Now I understand it. You going to ask me what?
What?
I don't know.
Why U.S. Americans are a little overweight, me included. I figured out why.
Why, Bob?
All I wanted was a nice... We eat too much. We're served too much.
Yeah, we're not...
It's crazy.
Fat. We've been overserved.
It's not our fault.
Yeah.
We're overserved, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we decided to have an ice cream lunch yesterday. So we go to this...
Maybe has something to do with it, but go ahead. I'm still listening.
In lieu of, you know, a lunch.
Something healthy.
Yeah. So we had a little... I thought I'd have a little cup of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. So I asked for a cup, and that's the smallest cup you have. I said, well, sir, that's the baby. Well, that's what I want. Just give me the baby cup. So I'm noticing it's taking him forever to come back.
Yeah.
And he came back with a bowl of ice cream.
With a newborn?
Yes.
Size ice cream.
I was like, that's
5
the
pounds,
baby?
2 ounces.
That's the baby?
That's the baby.
And Carolyn, my wife, said, you should have asked for the preemie, okay? Because that is a big baby.
That's a big baby. Big American baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, have an ice cream for dinner.
What kind of ice cream?
It was long. Glad you asked. I asked them to do a combo for me.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So what you do is...
You're overserved.
Well, I said, can you do a little chocolate chip with some coffee ice cream?
I see.
Together. And it was so good.
But it's not
so
my
you
fault.
You just want a little, but you asked for two flavors.
Yeah, I know, okay. Right?
Well,
exactly.
Well, I mean, they could melt it. I didn't ask for a little.
Anyway, so I figured it out. That's why we're probably
okay.
A little heavy on the side.
It's the baby
anyway,
ice cream. It's the baby. Us all.
Fun fact for you. I'm sure you're wondering why I'm doing this story. One-third of people prefer their ice cream in a cup. So that's it.
One-third?
One-third. Two-thirds want a cone. They prefer the old fat. A sugar cone is number one. Followed by the, what's that called? A waffle cone. Yeah. Oh.
I don't like a waffle cone.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. The
it
waffle
is.
Cone.
It's
so
a, yeah, that is being
anyway,
served.
So I figured it out. It's got to be the
That's
answer.
It? Okay.
It's
got to be the serving. All right, thank you, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, that's
wow. It. Nutritionist to the stars.
So just beware. Babies can be very big these days.
Big babies, yep.
It was delicious. Coming up, we're going to tell you where to find your ice cream next, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, you said it, YOLO. You only live once. Have the ice cream lunch, okay? There's no guilt here. Stop looking at me like that.
Well, no, you just make no sense.
What do you mean?
You literally just said it, everybody, yeah. We're eating too much.
We
and
are.
Then you're like, YOLO.
Well, I don't know. I know, but, you know, I wasn't expecting the baby cup to be the size of a good-sized bowl for three. But anyway, no complaints.
Right, you just save it.
It's in the freezer.
It's in the freezer.
No complaints.
Look at you.
So I put up a picture of where I had my ice cream yesterday on our ROR Morning Show Facebook page. Just see if people could guess where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you've been there, you know it.
Okay.
And if you don't, I'll tell you. It was Man's Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Man's or Apple Orchard in Methuen. Mm-hmm. So good.
Really?
So good. Where's your ice cream spot?
I go to Crescent Ridge. Mm-hmm. We have a Daddy's Dairy near us.
Daddy's Dairy.
Daddy's Dairy.
I like
sometimes
that.
I go to Ward's Berry Farm and get their soft serve because that's delish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of places, actually.
Yeah.
How much
but
time
it,
do you have?
But it goes. But it goes back to what I was saying. Back in the day... Right? Maybe you went to a Dairy Queen or your local dairy bar.
We went, Dairy Barn in Randolph. That's where I was introduced to my first flurry, and I've never been the same.
Right? Okay, maybe you had a Dilly Bar.
Oh, yeah, I did. We used to get them on my way to my grandmother's.
Yeah, Dilly.
Dilly bars were the best.
Munch, lick the stick, and you're done.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. That's how we do it.
That's right.
Finish up.
I loved the soft serve ice cream there. Oh, God,
see?
So
but now we've gone crazy.
Well, yeah, we do go over a little overboard.
There's a place in Seabrook, Hodges and Hodges 2.
Yeah.
You would not believe the servings. They're insane. And I asked for a quarter. I said, give me the smallest of the smallest. And you're still, it's dinner for two.
I haven't had an ice cream this summer yet. Can you believe that?
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, we should go to Kimball's for you know, ice cream for dinner back in the day.
Yeah.
Right?
The OG in Westford.
Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Right.
And you aren't going to get anything small. It's just, you know,
I'm not
good old Kimball special.
But let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
Why is that belt tight?
Oh, yeah. Don't wear a belt. That's dumb. There's your solution, everyone.
No belts.
No belts.
No belts.
More ice cream, less belts.
You're good, LB.
All right.
Oh, all righty, then.
My motto.
Okay. Big celebrity weddings this weekend.
Oh, we got a big one.
Okay.
How long will it last? The over-under coming up. It's 6:40.
You don't seem like you're confident.
I'm not happy
You're not
about
very
it.
Confident. You didn't like
no,
it.
No.
All right. So we'll talk about that celebrity wedding coming up in 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.